The Law of Self-Preservation. The Greeks, who were the keenest of the keen, used to insist that the road to freedom lay in knowing one's self. Even a slight acquaintance with your constitution would reveal that you are filled to overflowing with rhythmic movement. Every item in your makeup thrills with energy and activity, and combines its effort with the efforts of its innumerable neighbors, so that together there operates within you those forces of being which make you the temple of the living God. Yes, every detail of your structure functions constantly in the most perfect of orchestrations. Mind is the director or conductor. And mind is so close to you that it is in you and through you. So intimate indeed is the relationship that this mind is yours. Now, certainly you have enough self-interest to look after yourself and keep yourself in good condition. This is the law of self-preservation. Yes, your constitution is about the busiest place in the world. Spirit is at work every instant reforming you. The work never ceases. It is perfectly coordinated and results in a better structure for you day by day and year by year. A structure full of energy and mobility and freedom. You have nothing more serious than a little unrest and dissatisfaction, which come to every person once in a while. They are devices the devil puts out. The prudent person does not long listen to them. But the person who allows himself to be fretted and tossed about by these suggestions may get in a bad way. All one has to do is to be sensible and go ahead and make good in his job or profession. Now your success will be promoted if you keep in mind that you have something vital and important to give people in trouble. In other words, that your services are needed and valuable. Then keep in thought that people appreciate your efforts. That is, they desire your services and value them, and want to compensate you. How can it be otherwise when people are motivated by principle? More than this, keep in mind that the good Lord supplies them with the willingness and the means to obtain what they require. In other words, they are not poverty-stricken, but fully equipped to procure whatever is essential to their well-being. Be careful not to shut out work, or compensation, therefore, by believing that clients lack discernment and appreciation and gratitude. As a matter of fact, they are full of these and other fine qualities. When you say you want to blot out matter, you mean that you want to rise out of the heavy, limited sense of existence. I say this because I am convinced that many fervent idealists emphasize too much the proposition that the body is matter, and that, therefore, the body is nothing. This line of argument can be carried to the point of extinguishing the body, possibly, when what we want to do is to improve it. The facts are that mind cannot be dizzied, and life cannot be heavied. Whose mind and whose life are we talking about? Yours. These are the ideas to think out and to say and to realize in as many ways as you can. Thereby, you unleash the divine energies within.